Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Matt Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Matt Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D Factor. The Matt Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Matt.
Let's do a live radio broadcast. I mean everybody, everywhere. Hey gang, I'm Mac Newton and this is the Power Hour. Welcome aboard. I hope you guys are locked down and strapped in because we got a great show on tap for you guys today. Welcome to February 10th all over the world, gang. And we have another beautiful day in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, that sounds good, doesn't it, gang? That is my man, and I mean my man, Jonathan Butler, with one of his very first CDs, called Deliverance. It's sweet, isn't it? In case you don't know the name Jonathan Butler, if you're a smooth jazz fan, that guitar sounds familiar because he's a staple. He's got a summer tour coming up. You know, this summer, he's going to be going all around the world, literally. He's going to be telling you all about that later in the show. But he's a left-handed, and I say left-handed because I'm left-handed. But then again, Jonathan plays a left-handed guitar, and I can't even pick up a left-handed guitar. So, in fact, for years and years, I've seen him so many years in concert playing a right-handed guitar upside down. That's my man, Jonathan Butler. You'll not meet a nicer man in the world from South Africa and so committed in the early years to the liberation of his country. Sacrificing and using his celebrity as a tool to gain freedom and liberty for his people, not just in South Africa, but those living all around the world. Welcome to the Power Hour, gang. We're so happy to have you on board because you certainly didn't have a choice. We want to welcome to the show the fabulous Natasha back into her spot. Yes. And for those of you.
Hello, everybody.
For those of you watching us on YouTube, you. Now you know why we call her the fabulous Natasha. And now, Snuggy Bear is no longer relegated to behind the glass. We have to bring him out so that he, too, can be seen on the air. Ow! I hope you guys can watch some of our little bits and pieces. Sometimes we'll do a whole show, and sometimes we'll do, like, round. Just a little bit. Post it up on YouTube so you guys can get an idea of what it's like to bring the Power Hour to you live. So, Snuggy Bear, the magic man right over there, give it up. There you go. And, of course, the fabulous Natasha. Our guest host is, of course, oh, yeah, that sounds good. That's what I mean. The fabulous Jonathan Butler. On our show today, our early segment, I'm going to talk about, on our early segment, what part of you the world is going to serve. And our main topic is we are going to finish up the final three segments today, once and for all, on goal setting. So we got a great show on tap for you guys. I'm really happy that you guys are here to be part of it. I'm excited about it. With Jonathan Butler, fabulous Natasha back here. We're on the air on YouTube. Our workouts are up and working. Life is good. Beautiful weather in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Show them, Lise, the weather is beautiful out there. Blue skies, and right now, today, Thursday, it says it is 65 degrees outside, feeling good. The weather's a little schizophrenic, not just here, but all around the country. In the Super Bowl in Dallas last week, how crazy was that, I think that's why Christina Aguilera forgot the words. The weather was freaked out.
Give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, well, it's something like that. Hey, next time, you know, we'll just have to bring in the greatest version ever done, you know, which was by the great Marvin Gaye, okay, from the 1983 All-Star Game, NBA All-Star Game in Dallas. Again, you guys stay right where you are. We got more show coming at you right after these words. Stay right there. We'll be right back. See you later, folks.
Hi, everyone. This is Zach Geist, also known as the Magic Man. The Power Hour is brought to you by Newton Fitness Online, the same high conditioning and training that Mac Newton provides in his beautiful Central Phoenix, Arizona location is now available to you online. 24 hours a day. It couldn't be easier. Just log on to MacNewton.com and go to Mac's gym. Yep, his gym is online now. Just go and select your fitness level and go to class. Okay, don't put it off. Go to MacNewton.com now, check it out, and get in the best shape of your life.
Hey gang, welcome back. I'm Mac Newton and this is the Power Hour. Welcome aboard. A beautiful Thursday afternoon, just bordering on Thursday evening in downtown Phoenix, Arizona, February 10th. Wow, when things are going well and you're setting goal, time just flies. I mean, you just can't stop it. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Life is good and getting better. Like I said, great show on tap for you guys today. Our early segment, I'm going to talk about what the world favors in you. And of course, our main topic, the last part of the show, we're going to finish up finally our last three sessions on goal setting. And in the meanwhile, we'll be filling in some gaps for you. But first, as we always do, we're going to throw some shout outs out there for you guys while we listen a little bit more. Jonathan Butler. Hello out to Andy out in Spain, Al down in South FLA, Larry and Kimmy right here in the Valley, Veronica G in the Philippines. Tell me about the weather out there, darling. It should be getting better now. Pedro, Peter right here in the Valley, getting better every day. I'm starting to kind of roll him back into normalcy right now. The Bevzilla, Monday was her birthday. Happy birthday, darling. Happy birthday. I would sing it. You want to sing happy birthday too? You can see you want to give her a little happy birthday to Dr. You know, a little.
Sing happy birthday, Bevzilla?
Bevzilla, look how red her cheeks got over there. It's too bad the cameras are off, Dr. Getting that. Yeah, for you guys, if you want to know what this looks like to do a Power Hour show, go to YouTube and Mac Newton, and you'll find several things out there to look at. Okay. Continuing on, as I said, Peter and Bev right here in the Valley. DZ up in Michigan, hope the weather's not too bad. I guess Colorado got a bunch of snow again last night.
I believe it.
Or day before yesterday, and Oklahoma City got snowed in a day or so ago. I think they're thawing out in Chicago. And, you know, God love you for living there. I only got one question. Why? Why? Hello to all my peeps up there in Chicago, Barry and all my Taekwondo folks there, and of course, Nick and my extended family, Tom and the rest of the guys out in Colorado. Welcome aboard. And all of our fans all around the world, all of our listeners, fans of the Power Hour, and it's growing all day by day into the thousands now. Glad. Hey, do me a favor, gang. If you like the show, tell a friend. Pretty soon, Power Hour will be in every household around the world, and shouldn't it be? Just an update for you. We got a self-defense class coming up on the 26th. That's 2 weeks from this coming Saturday. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here at Newton Fitness. You want to get involved? Call over 602-957-6492 and talk to Lisa. All right. Online workouts. We had to shut down for just a little bit. Not to worry. You know, it's just a bug. No big deal. It should probably be up maybe before the end of the show today. I'm not sure. But we had a couple of bugs we had to work out. And that's the way things go when you're setting goals. What you have to do is you got to make your plan and then you start. Don't worry about the corrections you're going to make along the way. I'm going to talk about that later. So Just get started. Don't worry about it. He'll take care of himself. All right, gang. That's our show for today. And beautiful music we got listening to Jonathan Butler from one of his early on CDs entitled Deliverance. Very, very nice. It is now exactly 10 minutes after the hour of 5 on a beautiful sunny afternoon in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Natasha, did you get that truck? You get that new truck car yours washed today? Did you?
Yes, I did.
Ooh, that means it's sparkling and shining out in the
spotless.
Park. Spotless. Yes. Let's go check it out. Let's just turn the cameras out there on the parking lot.
See ooh, the you're sparks? Right.
Yes, it's shining. Yeah, there you go. I love that.
It's coming from my
so
truck.
Nice. So very, very nice. Yeah, you still like that new truck, huh?
I love my car.
You love, is it car, truck? What do you call that? What do you call
it's
it?
It's a crossover.
What do you call it? Crossover.
That's what they call it.
The crossover, yeah. Okay, kind of a car, truck.
I think it's like a Jeep. Jeep, truck.
Car, truck.
I feel I must have been responsible for that rain last week because I went for the hand wash.
You went for the hand wash? And of course you got
next
that.
Next day.
Of course. Of
rain.
Course it would. Yeah, that's the way that goes. Mm-hmm. Sweet stuff. Okay. Oh wow! My early segment today. What does the world favor? Well, in us. It kind of took me a long time to understand that it's just as easy to live the right way. In fact, it's easier to live the right way than it is to live with jealousy and suspicion and fear in your heart. I'm going to tell you something. The world does not favor the greedy, the dishonest, or the fearful. Sometimes we look at it and in short term we think, you know, these people are greedy. You know, they've got underhanded tactics and techniques. And you think, well, you know what? They're getting away with it. And maybe I should do the same thing. Maybe I should cheat. Maybe I should lie. Maybe I should be dishonest, stretch the truth, mislead people. But you know what, though? You're only seeing the early part of the game. You're only seeing the first couple innings. The world, in the long term, in the long haul, does not favor these people. And if you were to follow it all the way through, you will see that that game does not play out. Over the long term, the world favors those people who are of high values, those people whose values and morals are commensurate with their goals. The world favors those of high character. The world favors those who have elevated their thoughts to take their thoughts up above selfishness and viciousness and hatred and arrogance. And you know what? It's something that we can control because it's all thought controlled. This is not about, this is just the way you are. This is not about an inherited trait. This is not about, I'm that way because my mom or my dad was this way. Well, yeah, we can be influenced. Certainly by the people we hang out right. That's why it's so important to hang out with the right people, because the power of the suggested influence can't be overstated. However, it still comes down to you taking control of your thinking. Because all this is thought controlled. I mean weakness, strength, all thought controlled. Suffering, happiness, all thought controlled. All of it evolves from our inner world of thought and thinking. You see, you're not who you think you are. It is by what you think you are. So, it all comes down to that. Control your thinking, control your life. Change your thinking, change your life. Elevate your thinking. Do the right thing at the right time, no matter how hard it is. And I am not trying to sit here and say that I don't understand, how difficult it is. A lot of times I'll use my life as an example, and I'll tell you, sometimes tests come from the strangest places. I may not have ever mentioned this before And you might think, well, why are you going to mention it now when you're talking to 70,000 people all over the world? Because I'm not here to protect something. I'm here to reveal, and in that reveal, convince people that no matter where their thoughts have been, they can elevate them. It wasn't long after I first came to Phoenix, and we were talking maybe 25, 26 years ago. Oh, I needed money in the worst kind of way. I was in absentee ownership of my business in Chicago, and it was falling apart day by day to a point where it got down to $0, 0 cents. And yet I had responsibilities not only there, but here. And one day I got in the mail a check made out to M. Newton from an insurance company. It wasn't me, but it was made out to an M. Newton. It was drawn on a bank in Chicago. I called the bank up and I said, was this check supposed to be made out to M. Newton and it's a good check? I said, yes. And I hung up. You know what? I could have gone and cashed that check. I knew it wasn't me though. It was a benefit check for something. I'm not sure what, don't recall. Now, of course, that would have been dishonest. There's a possibility I may have been charged with some sort of a crime. But more than that, I would be doing the wrong thing and setting up all sorts of bad things down the road. And as badly as I needed that money, it was quite a sum. Oh, it was a substantial sum and could have solved all of my, what I considered my financial needs. That was pretty intense. And I was taken back to something that great-grandma told me a long time ago. She says, Mackie, any problem you have that can be solved with money isn't a problem. And never put a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And I'll tell you that the strength it took, the character it took for me to take that check, put it in an envelope, readdress it, and send it back to them and say, this is not me. This is not me, belongs to someone else. And I think it was at that moment that my whole life kind of changed. That I started to see myself as a different person. Not a person that was willing to do anything if I thought I could get away with it. I wasn't willing to do that anymore. And you know what? I was proud of myself. Even though I was still facing the same financial pressures, which apparently I was able to think my way through and take care of the right way. So that's what the world favors, gang. It favors those who elevate their thoughts above selfishness and dishonesty and greed. And you know what? If you're in business and you're motivated by greed and fear, you're not going to do well for very long. You're just not. Never enter into a business deal that's only a one-sided win. Make sure it wins on both sides. And if it's three parts to the deal, it's got to win on all three. Control your thinking. Control your life. Control your thinking no matter what. No matter what. Control your thinking. Appreciate some of the emails we got on our segment about Jack LaLanne last week. And thank you very much. As I said, he was certainly a great source of inspiration for me. And yes, I like to share the wealth, gang. I like to give credit where it's due. You know, no one really grows and survives in this world all by themselves. Not one person. No one. Everyone is benefited by the influence of someone else. Everyone does all the time, no matter what. All right, it is now exactly 20 minutes past the hour. Beautiful day in Phoenix, Arizona. You know what, gang? A couple of you guys mentioned in emails asking about Nick's studio up in Colorado. It's not in Denver. It's actually in Evergreen. In fact, go online if you want to read about Nick and his place. Go online to Nick's Pro Fitness. Nick's Pro Fitness, and I guarantee it's a beautifully laid out website. It has pictures of his facility, over 16,000 square feet. So it's a fabulous combination training facility, health club, and he always gives me credit for helping him, for inspiring him to do that. But I'm going to tell you something. This young man, I don't care what you, I mean, he would be successful no matter what you did. You know, one of the other things I mentioned, I started to mention last week, as I kind of went over last week's show and I threw it out there and then I didn't finish it, and I really don't like to do that. I mentioned self-esteem for just a moment last week and I didn't finish this thought. About self-esteem. What builds self-esteem? Or what creates more self-liking? Because to me, that's the essence of self-esteem. It's how much you like yourself. The pure, the core of your personality. It's the most important element of the, I call the, it's this whole self-concept that's made up of three elements. Self-ideal, your self-image, self-esteem. Your self-ideal, that's it's like kind of you look out and you, I want to borrow something from Natasha. Part of her personality. I want to make myself like part of her. There are things in Zach I like. I want to be like that. There are some things in Lisa I like. Oh, there's some people at church. Oh, maybe there's some people in my bowling league. Or there are some people on the golf course. In other words, all around me, I see examples. Maybe even I see someone on TV. I want to be, that's my self-ideal. And there's a sub-branch of psychology, Natasha, that says we're always changing, and we're always changing in the direction of our self-ideal. Most people, unfortunately, don't establish themselves what they want their self-ideal to be. It kind of just evolves by the stuff that created by their surroundings. Second part of the self-concept is the self-image, which basically says, how do you see yourself? It's like your inner mirror. You can't do anything on the outside that you haven't already done on the inside. So the inner mirror reflects the things that you've seen on the inside to an outer performance. So you have to change on the inside first before you'll get the result on the outside. This is a big part of my teaching to professional athletes. Until you've seen yourself doing it on the inside, until you believe that you can do it on the inside, it won't manifest itself into predictable performance on the outside, no matter what it is you're talking about. And of course, the self-esteem is the final part. And that is how much you like yourself. And it's always a pure and accurate measure, because the self-ideal, well, it may not be realistic, and it doesn't have to be realistic. In fact, it's best when it's not. Go bold. The self-image, it may not be consistent with the way other people see you. Doesn't matter. It's your self-image that you're creating for yourself. But the self-esteem is always a pure and accurate measure of exactly how much you like yourself. And I'll tell you something, the praise of others cannot build your self-esteem. It doesn't matter. In fact, I once read a part of a book where people say, oh, you want to build your self-esteem? Surround yourself with people who are always praising you, you know, singing your praises. That doesn't do it. That scares me. You know, you're just going to surround yourself with people that say yes to you all the time, even when you're wrong? So the praise of others can't build your self-esteem, and neither does material possessions. Oh, that's been tried a lot. I'll feel better when I get this new house, when I get this new car, when I buy all these new clothes, when my kids graduate from school. Marriage won't. Oh, when I get married, my life is going to be all different. When we have kids. Oh, when my kids grow up. No, it doesn't. Parenthood. Facelifts. You know, it doesn't matter. Yes, some or all of those things may give you a quick fix. It may give you a period of comfort for a short period of time. But a quick fix and comfort is not true self-esteem. And true self-esteem, I mean that true awareness of how much you like yourself, comes from inner acceptance, where you accept the person you are and you value the person you are.
because your goals and your behavior is in harmony with the things you truly value. In other words, it's sort of a spiritual awareness of your ongoing inner growth. And you can build that with three little words. I like myself. Said with a conviction. Now, Natasha, if someone says to you, I love you. Or if someone says to you, I love you. Which one would you have the greater tendency to believe?
Well, the second one.
The second
one.
Was more convincing. It was said with more belief and passion. So when you're going to say, I like myself, it should be something you say with belief and passion and intensity. You shouldn't just say, I like myself. Because your subconscious doesn't just hear the words, it feels the passion, the intensity by which you say those words. And that's what makes someone believe you. You know, I mean, I love you too. Oh, okay, good. In fact, that's sometimes the only person, that's the only way that someone can
respond.
Yeah, you could get, you know, like you hear wives or husbands, you know, they're trying to elicit responses of I love you. I love you, darling. I love you too. Oh, yeah, I really believe that. Oh, but you know what, though? You know, they'll accept it, you know, as some little salve to the wound, and maybe they'll believe that, but they really don't. They believe it when it says, you know, I love you. You know, with the eyes, the look, the sound of, you know, yes. Yeah. That's good. Well, same thing when you say, I like myself. I wrote about that on my blog. I think it was, it was maybe last week. And one of my Facebook friends, someone I don't know, from in Jamaica, And she made a comment, and she said, oh, I love that. I like myself. In fact, she says, yes, in fact, I love myself. And you know what? It put a smile on my face because I felt that I could almost feel the way she wrote it. She really believed it. It was great. It was a great moment. Truly a great moment. So in that regard, do you like yourself? And if so, prove it by saying it, and saying it with emotion, and saying it with intensity. Gang, it is now 29 minutes past the hour of 5 in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona, and I hope you're having a great day wherever you may be. We will be right back in just a moment for the second half of the Power Hour. You guys stay wherever you are. Don't forget, though, if you want to send me an email, as so many of you are, I appreciate them. Send it to 7, the words, the number 7, SEVEN, at MacNewton.com, okay? Keep them coming. As I say, I rarely answer them, but I always read them, and if they're compelling enough, we'll share them on the air, all right? But I really encourage you, let me know you're out there. We're listening to Jonathan Butler, who's got a tour coming up in November. In fact, you can join him on a South African safari in November. All the information is available on his website, jonathanbutler.com. A summer tour coming up with, let's see, who's going to be joining him? I think Eric Darius is going to be joining him on that. Let's see who else, but I'll get that all that for you while we're on the break. David Sanborn is going to be joining him too. And a special guest, Boney James, okay? All joining, Rick Braun and Candy Dolfer, all joining Jonathan Butler on this summer tour. So check him on his website, jonathanbutler.com. I'm Mac Newton, the fabulous Natasha sitting in her normal seat, and of course, the Snuggy Bear. No longer behind the glass. We'll be right back, gang. Sugar lady, Hey gang, welcome back. This is the Power Hour. We do it every Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock. All right, I hope you can join us every week. Do me a favor, gang. And tell your friends, if you like the show, tell your friends about it. We love doing it, and we love having you as our guest. All right. In fact, go online. Mr. Blair Singer and myself are doing a goal-setting seminar next week. You can go to www.lvmgoalsettingprogram.com. And maybe you can be part of this goal-setting seminar. There's a limited number of participants. It will be done over the phone. So go to www.lvmgoalsettingprogram.com. All right. Mac Newton and Blair Singer, I know it was going to change your year once and for all. How you like this Deliverance by Jonathan Butler? This is cool, what? Zach, you like
I really
that?
I like this one.
This is good, huh?
Definitely feel the African vibe
to
it.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, sweet. As I said, he'll be on a summer tour, a summer cruise. Check his website for all the details. And hopefully you'll get a chance to meet him personally. I'm sure you will. And find that he's one of the true gentlemen of the entertainment business. All right, welcome back, gang. There we go. Perfect. Let's get back on our goal setting here and finish this up now, gang. It's 32 minutes past the hour. Let's talk about step number 10. Step number 10 is to take all the information that you have accumulated in steps 7, 8, and 9 and make a plan. Make this plan complete in every detail. And here's the important part. You must write it out. Write this plan out in detail. In other words, what you want, when you want it, and why you want it. And one final thing, where you're starting from. Using everything that you've learned in number 7, which is the obstacles that you must overcome. Number 8, the information that you will need to acquire. And number 9, the people whose help you're going to need. Now, with that information and all the answers to the other steps, 1 through 9, you will now have all the ingredients for a complete master plan for the achievement of your major definite purpose, because we're only going to use this on your major definite purpose. Okay? Now, anytime you're going to make a plan, it has to be organized by priority. In other words, listing activities in the order of importance. What is the most important thing that you have to do? What is the second most important thing you have to do? Keep asking that question until you've listed every activity based on its value to the completed goal. That's how you make a plan of action for anything, really. Okay. Now, once you do that, once you have a detailed plan of action, it's now time to get started. Now, you have to accept one thing, just like I did with the workouts online. You'll have to accept the fact that your plan is going to have flaws in it. All right? It'll not be perfect the first or even the second time out. Don't worry about it. I call this perfectionitis. Don't get bogged down in perfectionitis. Don't get bogged down by that temptation where you want to make things perfect. That's nothing more than a self-imposed, you might say, obstacle. You're undermining your ability to move. You're sabotaging yourself. Okay? Because if you get caught up in trying to make it perfect, you may never do it. Okay? I mean, if every possible obstacle has to be overcome before you, nothing's ever going to get done. And one of the characteristics that I learned from watching really successful people over the years, really successful, I mean superior men and women, is that they can accept feedback. They can make feedback from people they respect and make course corrections along the way once they've gotten started. They're more concerned with what's right than who's right. See, some people can get all hung up in them being right, themselves being right all the time, and saying, well, this is my way, and I'm not going to change it because this is my idea, and you're not that smart, and I'm more important than you, and you can't have a good idea. Some people get all hung up on that and let something like that stand in between them and success. Those people are more hung up on who's right than what's right. Let's get hung up on what's right, and let's do the right thing, all right? Keep working on your plan until you got all the bugs removed, okay? Each time you hit a roadblock, go back and review your plan. Make the necessary changes. Get back in line. Eventually, you'll have a plan that's going to work for you. I mean, like a well-oiled machine, you know? And the more detailed, the better organized your plans, the more likely you are to achieve your goal on schedule, right on point, on time, exactly as you've described it, okay? Now, step number 11. Step number 11. Use visualization. See, visualization is the key. The guy with the plan. You know, I love sports. You know that, Zach. I love sports as a metaphor for life. And all the successful people in sports that I know use this very information to become consistent performers at a high level. And I was listening to one of the people on the winning team for the Super Bowl. And that player said, well, I didn't know what to think when this coach first came on board. But, you know, he seemed to have a vision of what he wanted. And at first I couldn't see it, but he could see it. He had this vision. And that's a big definition of leaders. Visionaries. All leaders have vision. And if you're going to be successful as a goal setter, that's what all this information is, to give you a good, clear vision of what it is you want. Not a vague or a cloudy vision, but a clear, crystallized vision of what you want. Now, so create this very clear mental picture of your goal as if you already had it. I mean, replay it over and over and over. Each time you visualize your goal as if you've already done it, you increase your desire and you intensify your belief that the goal is there for you to have. Because, like they say, what you see is what you get.
I had heard something long ago that it was a saying that said, your vision is your future.
It is. And what you see, and the thing, Jack, is that most people see themselves failing. They see themselves getting more and more because they think, well, it doesn't matter what I do, it won't make a difference anyway. So they're seeing themselves living an extended life of what they've got already. So if that life is already mediocre, they're seeing a life of extended mediocrity or extended underperformance. And how much encouragement do you get from that vision, since what you see is what you get, or less than that? And is there no reason that so many people fail consistently, even when they have the possibility of performing at high levels? When I look at the number of people that I've confronted in my life, the people I've worked with, and I will see them playing small, when in my opinion, I'll be thinking to myself, wow, this woman or this girl or this man or this boy, they have such greater possibilities than I felt that I even have right now. And sometimes when you make them aware of that, they'll feel that you're just blowing smoke at them for some reason. That you're, I don't know why they think I would do that, but that's what they'll think. And so I see people with greater possibilities, because they don't have vision. You, this is the chance for you to use and practice your visualization, because now you've done all these 10 steps. It's time for your inner mind to start to work for you. And as I said, replay this picture over and over on the screen of your mind. Each time you visualize your goal as if you've accomplished it, you're going to increase your desire and intensify your belief that that goal is attainable for you. Because what you see is what you get. Now, your subconscious mind is always activated by pictures. It's kind of like if you step off a curb and you hear the sound of a car coming from your left, and you turn your head to the left and you look, and all of a sudden you see a car and it's barreling down to you. Now your subconscious mind is going to be activated. It's going to automatically measure the distance of the car. It's going to measure its speed. It's going to measure its angle of approach, and it's going to decide for you, should you move out of the way, should you move forward and backwards, and at what rate you should do that. So pictures will activate that. All of what is inside of your subconscious mind, all of the things you've said to yourself, I like myself, I am responsible, I can do it, all of this self-talk that we've done, all of the steps 1 through 10 that we've done are all planted in our subconscious now. And your subconscious mind is going to be activated by these pictures. All of your goal setting and all of your planning up to this point has given you all of the details and an absolutely clear picture that you need. Now, understand this. These clear mental pictures, the clearer the picture, the more concentrated it's going to make your mental powers. Okay? The more concentrated it's going to make your mental powers. At that moment, several laws spring into place. The law of attraction. You immediately begin attracting to you. Imagine you got this huge, you become like this huge magnet. Okay? Can you imagine? Yourself is a huge magnet, and all these things are like iron filings. You know, the people, the goal itself, they're all out there. Everything you need to get it done, all the resources, everything you need to get it done. Everything you need to get this thing done, it will be attracted to you like iron filings to that magnet. It just starts coming to you. Starts coming to you. Just like iron, just starts being attracted to you. Okay? Immediately, due to the clarity of the pictures that you're able to create and hold in your mind and in continually replay. And the more you do it, better you get at it. Now, some people say, you know, I can get that picture for just a moment, or it's not in color. You know, that means you don't believe, really. So we need to go back to number 2 and start to work on our belief, and we work on our belief with self-talk. I can do it. I deserve it. I like myself. See, because if you can't get the picture very clearly, that's what that means, gangs. It means that you can't, that means that you don't believe you deserve it, or you don't believe you have what it takes to make it happen. That's the only thing that can stand in between you and making those pictures crystal clear. So if you're having issues there, that's what's going on. So it means we'll need to go back and start to work on that area. And then as soon as you do, come right back and start working again on number 11, using visualization. Okay. Natasha, how we doing, darling? Okay, good. She's just writing. She's going at it. All right, gang. Now, let's jump on number 12. Number 12. Number 12 is to make a decision in advance. Right now, that you will never, 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 ever I think it was Winston Churchill who said, the seven most important words in the whole world were, never give up. Never, ever give up. Number 12 is to back all of these plans and this goal, this major definite purpose, back this plan, back this goal with persistence and determination. Never consider the possibility of failure. Never, not even a possibility. Never think about quitting. Don't give it any mental space in your mental Rolodex. Decide to hold on no matter what happens. And you know what? As long as you refuse to quit, you must eventually become successful. Okay? As long as you refuse to quit. I'll never forget 1972 when I stood on the stage in Montreal, Canada, for the world championship. I'd never won anything in my life, Natasha. I'd never won a thing. In fact, I can remember so many times my father, bless his heart. That's what I say now because I've forgiven him a long time ago. I believe he did the best he could with what he had. But a lot of the things weren't helping me be successful. When he would say, you'll never amount to anything. I heard it a lot. And when it's coming from someone that you really want to love you, someone that you really, anyway. You can't help but begin to embody those words. You never finish anything what you start. You never finish what you start. Yeah. And as I stood on that stage that day, and I bent over and my instructor put a gold medal around my neck. I can't even describe for you the emotions that came out of me. There in the face of all of that, you'll never amount to anything. You were a mistake. You should have never been here. I had done something. I had done something. Man. To the day I pass away from pass away on this earth, I'll forever remember screaming, I will never quit. I'll never quit. I'll never quit again. Because I'd always quit. I had always quit. It's like every part of me manifested my father's words in reality, made it real. And that day changed everything. I was a winner. Nobody ever take it away. But little did I know, I was a winner in more than just that tournament. Because now I had learned something about myself. And it took time, a long, long time. It's taken me a long time to become the person I am. Make no mistake about that. And I'm trying to help people shorten that time for themselves with the power hour here. So teaching you some of the things I've learned along the way so you don't have to make the same mistakes. Never think about quitting, gang. Decide to hold on no matter what happens. And as long as you refuse to quit, you will be successful eventually. Develop this ability to persevere in the face of the inevitable obstacles, the difficulties that you're going to face. Sometimes your ability to persist is what it takes to overcome the most difficult of obstacles. You know? What was number one? What did it start with? Number one started off, goal setting began with what on number one? It started with desire. You're right, Natasha. It started with desire, and now it has come full circle to persistence. The longer you persist, the more convinced and determined you'll become. The more you'll feel deserving of this goal, and you will finally reach the point where nothing can stop you. You'll become a force of nature. It doesn't matter what shows up in front of you. You'll think, this is just one more thing, but I'll get it too. You will no longer be living a life of extended mediocrity. You will be pointing yourself toward a life of achievement. Now, I have no idea where this poem came from. I first read it in a booklet that Brian Tracy sent me. Actually, it was in an audio cassette, and I had it transcribed. He said he didn't know either. It sounds a little chintzy, but it comes across sort of simplistic, but it's kind of cool. I'll share it with you. It's called Don't Quit. When things go wrong, and they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low, debts are high, you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. For life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won if he stuck it out. Success is just failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Very, very true. And on that note, gang, we are going to call it a day. And again, remind you, as we do every week, to be true to yourselves. And by that I mean, let your words and your behaviors match. Let your thoughts and your deeds harmonize. Be good to yourself. Be good to those close to you. As Greg Grumman said, save your best behavior for those you love. He was, oh, yeah, you always got to be nice to strangers. She says, heck with that. I don't even know him. Save your best behavior for those you know and you love. To those who depend upon you. And remember, gang, life can come at you some unusual ways. Let's not spend our time explaining ourselves. I think it was, I'm not sure who said it. Don't complain and don't explain. Don't be sorry, gang. Be better. I don't want to hear it. Neither does anyone else. Because every time you're saying that, you're just making the plea of not guilty. And no one's guilty, man. We're all responsible. We're just not trying to look good in the eyes of others. Save that. Save the excuses. We're not looking for some sort of absolution. No. Don't complain. Don't explain. Don't be sorry. Be better. Thanks to the fabulous Natasha. And you look marvelous, darling. I don't know what you're doing, baby. Well, you look marvelous. And of course, the Snuggy Bear, the Magic Man, Zach Geist in the house. And of course, to my personal friend and a really, really good guy, Jonathan Butler, gracing us with his CD Deliverance today. Hey gang, don't just steal it. Go out and buy it, man. Tell you, don't rip it off. Buy this bad boy, okay? That's what we need. Hey gang, 3, 2, 1, peace. Mac Daddy is out.